And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. Welcome back to ITAMU News. Coming up Monday, November 22nd, at TAMU is the final student fee hearing. Proposed fees include replacing the existent student deposit fee with an endowed scholarship fee and an athletics fee increase to make athletics self-sustaining. Get more details about the proposals Monday at 5 p.m. in the Student Center Rotunda. Dr. Patricia Abrego, Director of Instructional Technology and Distance Education at TAMU, was elected AIRA Director for the Texas Computer Education Association. Her term begins April 2011. Dr. Abrego says she's honored by her election by the TCEA membership and looks forward to increasing interest and participation in TCEA locally and throughout the region. TCEA is the largest state organization devoted to the use of technology in education. Area directors represent 20 geographical areas across the state as defined by regional education service centers. Over at the Fine and Performing Arts, the 2010 Fall Dance Concert is today and tomorrow at 8 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. Students will perform ballet, flamenco, jazz, and modern dance. Admission is $5 and free for children 10 and younger. The very popular Guitarras de Navidad, performed by the TAMU Classical Guitar Ensemble, is set for Thursday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is free. The program draws from Sounds of the Season and in commemoration of the bicentennial anniversary of Mexico, special arrangements of Bésame Mucho and Sabor a Mí will be performed. The following day is the other popular event, the 14th annual Las Posadas, Friday, December 3rd and Saturday, December 4th at 7 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. General admission is $5 and free for children ages 10 and younger. Las Posadas features the TAMU Ballet Folklorico and the TAMU Ballet Folklorico Juvenil performing dances from different regions in Mexico. For more information, please contact the College of Arts and Sciences, Department of Fine and Performing Arts at 956-326-2654. Click on tamu.edu/coas/fpa/coe for a list of upcoming arts events or call 956-326-ARTS. Once the turkey leftovers are finished, it's time to head out to the TAMU Lamar Bruni Vergara Planetarium. The planetarium's annual holiday festival kicks off the holiday season Saturday, November 27th. The festival features two holiday movies, including the premiere of Holiday Music Magic. Between shows, local students from United High School, Safanini Elementary School, and Christian Middle School will perform. Children should also expect a visit from Santa Claus. Admission is $3 per movie. Doors open at 11 a.m. For more information, visit tamu.edu/planetarium. And finally, a reminder that classes will be suspended and offices closed starting Thursday, November 25th for Thanksgiving. The Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library will close at 5 p.m. Wednesday, November 24th. Offices will reopen and classes resume Monday, November 29th at 8 a.m. Registration for Spring 2011 is underway at uonline.tamu.edu. First day of classes for spring is Tuesday, January 18th.
You've been listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamu.edu or click on www.tamu.edu. Thanks for listening.